Before I share God's word with you tonight, just a couple comments to you. I'd love it if you're in a position to sow into the work of the Lord here. Go to our website at thecitychurch.com, or if you have the PushPay app, you can click on that and give, or you can text the word The City Church NY to 77977. We're so grateful. And I'll give you all those numbers again at the end of the service today. We're so grateful for those of you who have given and continue to give through these difficult times. I pray for those of you who are going through some job changes. It's everywhere. I pray for you that you have a business and your business has been affected. As Pastor Ryan said, this is a season. This will pass. Let's start looking ahead. Let's start planning ahead for the things that God is going to do. It's interesting that Pastor Ryan said what he did. There is an enemy. I was reminded of that today when I came into the office and I found out that somebody had tried to illegally, I don't know how they do it, the bankers know how, but I thought when I saw this, I thought, I need to tell people about this. And after I dealt with that, I'll tell you more about it in just a moment. After I got done with that, I got home and I got a phone call from just a right up front scammer. Going to try to, you know, fear me into giving them information. Don't do it. Don't do it. So I came in, discovered that somebody had some way copied a couple of our checks some way or another and wrote checks for over $10,000. Praise the Lord for our incredible bank that said, we will take care of that. They say it happens often. That's the first time it's ever happened to us. So be very cautious. I'm telling you that. I was reminded, the Lord just laid that on my heart, that this is a season where, yes, God is with you. He is with you. Guess what? The enemy will try to capitalize on moments of weakness in your life. Do not let him. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for each one that is watching, that is with us tonight. I pray your strength. I pray your hope. I pray your blessing on them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Come on, say a big amen with me. Hey, if you have a Bible with you tonight, and incidentally, if you want a Bible, you let us know. Put it right in the comment section that you're watching on. Say, I'd like a Bible, and we'll get your address, and we'll send one to you or meet you out front of the church and hand one to you. But I was thinking tonight, I wanted to change just the narrative just a little bit for tonight. And I'm only going to be just a few moments here. So I want you to listen to this in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. In times of challenges and hardships and fear and uncertainty, I want you to know we are better with each other than we are apart. This is a moment that, yes, you and I have to practice physical distancing. But I want to encourage you tonight. You cannot engage in social distancing. I talked to two people today. I said, how you doing with that? One person says, I'm going crazy. I don't know how to deal with it. Another says, well, I'm an introvert, so I'm enjoying it. And the reality of it is you and I need one another. Two are better than one. Two are always better than one. The Bible says they have a better return for their labor. Because if one falls down, how can he get up alone? That's why we need people in our lives. That's why you may want a physical distance, but you can't trust yourself to have social distancing. We need one another. We need help with our lives. And though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Thank God for that. We need one another. So how can we demonstrate that in this moment of our lives right now? Well, number one, we can serve one another. We can engage our lives in serving one another. 1 Peter 4:10, the Bible says each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. It's more than just about what makes me feel good. You know what? When I share hope, when I share love, when I share life with somebody else, that God blesses me with the very thing that I give away. And God has gifted you with particular gifts and talents and abilities that he's not wanting you just to pull the drapes closed and keep the blankets over your head. I know we go through some moments in our lives where the enemy just tried to suck the air right out of your lungs. But I want to encourage you tonight, stand up. Come on, we're better together. Serve the Lord. Because every breath of your life that you breathe in and you breathe out is not just meant for you. It's meant for others as well. The Bible says in Matthew 16:25, Jesus said, whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for my sake, they will find it. Hey, why we got this moment in our lives, we're reading the Word of God, we're praying, we're on the phone. Did you remember your phone is more than a texting or a social media piece of equipment? Pick that phone up and call. Some of you are great at talking, and you need to just put some numbers in front of it and call somebody and say, hey, can I do something for you? Maybe send them a pizza or send them some chicken fingers or send them some wings. Send me some right now. I'm feeling like it right now. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, secondly, you got to learn, we have to encourage one another. Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage one another daily as long as it is called today. So when you're on the phone with somebody and you're talking to them, and all of a sudden, you know, they've watched 8 hours of the straight news broadcast and heard everything and every statistic, and they are lower than a whale's belly, that is the moment in your life and in mine that we need to lift them up. And we need to encourage them and say, hey, you know what? I know we're going through this, but we're gonna make it to the other side. I love the story. I read this a while ago. A group of frogs were traveling through the forest when two of them fell into a deep pit. When the other frogs saw how deep the pit was, they told the two frogs, there's no hope for you. You might just well stay there and die. But however, the two frogs ignored their comrades and proceeded to try to jump out of the hole. However, despite their efforts, the group of frogs at the top of the pit were saying they should just give up because they're never going to make it out. Eventually, one of the frogs heard it so much, he got discouraged and he just jumped to his death. But the other one, he kept on jumping and jumping and jumping until all of a sudden he jumped out of that hole. And when he saw his other froggy friends, they said, didn't you hear us? Didn't you say, why don't you just give up and die? He said, well, I'm a little hard of hearing. I thought you were cheering me on to get out of the hole. Listen, you got to talk to the right people in your life. You got to let the right words come into your life. You got to have the right people speak to you and tell you, yeah, that's you. You can do this. We're going to get through this. This season shall pass. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, say amen with me tonight. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. We are better together when we tell each other, you are going to make it. And then we're always better together when we work together. When we move in the same direction. Synergism is an interesting concept. Synergism tells us that 1 + 1 doesn't always equal 2. Synergism means that 2 individuals may be able to lift 100 pounds on their own. One person could lift 100, but 2 can lift 300 pounds. That is synergism. We are always better together and producing more with one another. We need one another. Jesus said in John 15:4, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. Can I just say this to somebody tonight? Stop being a loner. You need others. And just because everybody in the world is saying, don't get near anyone, reach out and touch somebody. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, a man will chase just 1,000, but 2 will put 10,000 to flight. There's power in numbers. Listen, we're better together when we protect one another. John 16:1 says, all this I have told you so that you will not go astray. Our Tuesday morning men's Bible study is on Zoom. Phil Gardner taught it this last week, and he talked about make sure that you're in a moment now where you're growing, not receding. You know, easy. Stay in bed. Don't have to get up and go to work. Eat twice as much as you should. Stay in the house. Binge watch Netflix, Hulu. I don't know. There's so many things on it. I don't even understand them all. Because when you get into that place, you can get into a snare. There is a English word. It's scandal, and the Greek word is scandalizo. It means that you can fall into a snare in your pathway if you don't have somebody helping to protect you. I so thank God for the people in my life that have said, watch out where you're walking. There's a snare up there waiting for you. We need that with one another to help protect each other, not controlling, but protecting. Ecclesiastes 4:9, it's better to have a partner than go it alone. I started out with that verse. It two are better than one. We need one another. And then lastly, this moment in our lives, we have to pray for one another. When's the last time you called somebody on the phone? Just said, I want to pray for you today. Can I pray for you? I've been on the phone just constantly. I've been talking to other pastors, some business people. People are discouraged. They're worried. They're nervous. But when you call and you pray for people, and this is going to pass, and when it passes, you can go in person and pray for them. James 5:16. He says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. You know what I thought about in this today? This could be a moment in your life and in mine when the world thinks this is the most destructive time that we've ever lived in, where you could call someone up and pray for them and God reach out and touch their lives and heal their sick body. Maybe restore a broken marriage. Maybe heal a wounded family. Maybe you call somebody that's sick in their body. I've heard in Genesee County now there's two people. There's many in Monroe and Erie. I think I heard today in Wyoming County there's also a couple. This could be a moment in our lives where God wants to use us in a powerful and in an incredible way. Let's let him do that. We are better together than we were ever meant to be alone. I want to pray for you tonight. I want to pray for you that God not only gets us through this, but in the midst of it, that he does something powerful in your life. If you've never given your life to Jesus, can I tell you tonight, don't wait another moment. You have no promise for tomorrow. Neither do I. I did my first funeral today in a cemetery, and people weeping all around. And every time that I do a funeral, I tell people about Jesus. And I knew that individual that passed away knew the Lord, and that makes it so much easier. Because if you know him, if you know Jesus and you die, the Bible says in John 11, when Martha said to Jesus, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. He said to her, your brother will rise again. She said, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who dies and believes in me will live again, and he who lives shall never die. And you know what he said after that? This is the most important word that maybe you've heard all week. He not only said this to Martha and Mary and others that were nearby, but he says it to you and I tonight. He said, do you believe this? You see, because when you believe it, your body may die, but who you are will live on forever. That's Jesus came to save you and to set you free. I just want to pray for you. I'm going to be done here in just a moment. Just close your eyes. And if you pray this prayer with me for the first time in your life, you know, as I'm just sitting here, I just feel like I'm speaking this to a man. You're disconnected. You're disconnected from God. You're playing games in your home and in your family, and the Lord's reaching out to you right now. He's not mad at you. He's not wanting to punish you. He loves you, and he's drawing you right now. If any of you say this prayer for the first time, or you say this prayer because you know you're away from him and you need to come back home. Just write in a, maybe just send a little thumbs up. That's me. If you really want to get serious, send me a message. I'll pray in particular for you. Pray this with me. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my mess ups. I ask you to come in to my life and be my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I'll live for you, and I will trust you with my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's awesome. I love to be with you tonight. Listen, if you've never gotten a text from us, text the number CONNECT. Text it to 585-487-8100. Just text CONNECT. You'll get all the updates that we're doing on a regular basis. If you want to give, you can use the PushPay app. You can go to thecitychurch.com. Go to the page there that says give. You can mail in an offering to the City Church, 210 East Main Street, Batavia, New York. Or you can text to 77977. Text the word The City Church NY. I love you tonight. I'm so glad all the team, they came in and helped tonight. Thank you, Pastor Ryan, Pastor Aaron, the singers, the musicians. God bless you. God keep you. He loves you. We're going to be back here this Sunday. I'll see you then. God bless you.
Gary said he was never so happy to see a person.